Good morning, this is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, March 20th, first day of spring. The grains were higher overnight. We had May corn up 2 cents, May wheat up 2¾ cents, and May beans up 4 cents. Currently, we've got the crude oil down 65 a barrel. The metals are just a little bit better here this morning. I think we were a little bit higher in the grains overnight because some of these long-term weather forecasts are saying that June, July, and August could be very hot around a lot of the Midwest. So I think that gave a little bit of impetus to get a little buying in here. The funds have come out of their long corn. They're now short 29,000 contracts of corn. That's a 100,000 switch in basically a week here. Kind of hard to believe, but that's what it is. Their funds are short 110 wheat. They're still long 95,000 contracts of beans, short 1,000 oil now, and long 60,000 meal. You know, the charts certainly look a little bit bearish out here, but we're trying to put in a little bit of a bottom. And again, with the dry conditions that we've got in the central and southern plains and these dry forecasts, I just don't think anybody wants to get too aggressively bearish out here. Now, I think what's going to happen here is we head toward the March 31st intentions report, and that guys will probably look to build more of a short position in the beans, try to get long a little bit of corn and wheat here, and then we'll see what happens after the report. But I still see all kinds of problems with this bean market in the short run, and I think guys need to be taking a strong look at getting something sold on the rallies out here. The corn market, you know, it's been kind of following the beans down, but the last few days we've had this uptick in the markets. Charts look a little bit better. The funds are short again, so there could be some buying out here. Wheat, again, you know, we're just, you know, looking to see if we've got any weather issue that could really complicate things out there with this, the low acres and the wheat a little bit susceptible to a freeze out here. So I'm hoping that we can see something friendly out here for the wheat market as well. We did sell 132,000 metric tons of corn to South Korea this morning. So a little bit of new export business in the corn. The demand for the corn, both in ethanol and in the export market, remains pretty strong. So that's a healthy sign out here. So we're kind of just in this kind of choppy range here. We'll see where we go. But again, longer term, I think wheat and corn have a better chance to rally than the beans do. That's about it. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.